Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when, speaking of conspiracy theories, there is actually new basis for worries about a Russian conspiracy to interfere in our election. The Trump administration. No, this is not some kind of deep state maneuver. It was directly announced by the Secretary of the Treasury, Steven Mnuchin, who was one of President Trump's most trusted advisors. A Ukrainian member of parliament has been busted for being a Russian agent here and trying to interfere in the presidential election. And good for the Treasury Department in bringing this to the public and showing that this is not a partisan issue. Nobody, not pro-Trumpers, not Trump haters, not pro-Biden people, not people who think that Biden is barely alive, doesn't know he's alive. Whoever you are, you don't want Vladimir Putin meddling in our politics. Or do you? I don't think any real American does. And no real American, honest to goodness, can feel anything except a sense of relief that we are going to be having professional football. College football, not so much. That's not going so well. But professional football began last night. And no, the ratings were not good. And yes, there was an incident involving the football game between the Kansas City Chiefs and world champion Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. And the game wasn't the most exciting game in the world. But what has gotten a great deal of attention, the Texans got beaten 34-20, but the game wasn't really that close. I mean, the teams are not closely matched. The Chiefs are clearly a much better team, despite a name that has Indian references. That, by the way, Indian tribes say there's no problem with it, and there's no problem with it, so it's not like that Washington team that goes unnamed this year, and we'll see what the name will end up being. Okay, the Chiefs and the Texans began the game with, first of all, end racism was written on the end zones, both of them. And as of now, the viewership results for the game in front of 17,000 socially distanced fans at KC's Arrowhead Stadium is looking like a 10-year low for the NFL and NBC. On a field bordered with the words end racism, they attempted a so-called moment of unity in behalf of social justice that had all of the members of both teams going out to midfield, locking arms together, and standing for a moment of silence. Well, the players were silent, the fans not so much. It sounded like this.
In the ongoing fight for equality in our country.
I love the thank you at the end. There were lusty boos rather than a moment of silence. And I know it's are fans really booing the ongoing fight for equality in our country? I think what fans are booing is being lectured to when they came out for a football game. And for goodness sake, we have enough politics in the country. that when all of a sudden you come out to see the Houston Texans playing the Kansas City Chiefs, you're expecting some great football. And you're not expecting or needing to be lectured to about the ongoing fight for equality in our country. And how does a moment like that help? And this is the Houston Texans star, J.J. Watt, who is a genuinely good guy. He's been phenomenal with raising charitable funds. He spoke after the game, and he said this. Listen.
That's the decision that we made as a team, and we're all in this thing together. And at the end of the day, we're brothers and part of a brotherhood. And we've had great conversations. We've done a lot of great things, and that's the decision that we made as a team. And the moment of unity, I personally thought was good. I mean, the booing was unfortunate during that moment. I don't fully understand that. There was no flag involved. There was nothing involved with that besides two teams coming together to show unity.
Okay, I think the booing was there because of the way the announcer announced it. He said, as part of the ongoing fight for equality in our country. That's an implication that the country is, and this, of course, is something you hear again and again and again. And by the way, this is something where I do agree with President Trump. The idea that America is suffering from systemic racism. Okay, racism is against the law. It's been against the law. Not everything that is against the law is eliminated. Burglary isn't eliminated, unfortunately. I wish it were. But it's against the law. It is not part of the American system, is not based on burglary. Now, do we have a history of racism? We do. But I think that when people are looking out at millionaire players, multimillionaire players, and coaches, and team owners, and this very, very successful league called the National Football League, which is dominated, on the field at least, by people of color. The idea that we're going to devote ourselves to the fight for equality by trying to make Americans feel guilty. The idea that the NFL is authorizing people to wear the names of victims on their jerseys, not the names of American heroes, the kind of people who gave their lives fighting terrorism in the war on terror that began 19 years ago, really, with September 11th, not heroes in police departments who died so people could be safer. This is really a shame. And let me say, I thought of that when I heard, and the headlines are, fans in Kansas City, boo, moment of unity. That's one headline. And it of course, it made me look back fondly to one of the most storied moments in all of American sports history, which is December 15th of 1968. In my old hometown of Philadelphia, at Franklin Field, which was then where the Eagles played. The Eagles were miserable. After they lost the game on December 15th, the pre-Christmas game, they had a record of 2-12. So they were stinking up the place. And if you go to Snopes, they have a question here. Did Philadelphia Eagles fans boo Santa Claus? And they say yes, and they also pelted him with snowballs and other things. Okay. So this is such an iconic story, and of course Philadelphia fans are famous for being boo birds. They even booed Mike Schmidt, you know, the now Hall of Fame, great third baseman of the 70s and 80s for the Phillies. I mean, they booed everybody. So why'd they boo Santa Claus? And I found out that it's actually an interesting story. It has to do with alcohol, of course, and also the nature of the Santa Claus they were booing. We will get to that. We will also get to the idea that we are in the midst of another Flight 93 election. Are we really? That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, I don't think that the booing a moment of national unity that had been called for by the NFL, and they really do. I mean, when you look at the ratings and the fact that the ratings appear to be a 10-year low for the NFL and for the NBC, particularly for an opening game, this is not good. And the NFL should depoliticize, please. I mean, and for those of you who say, no, they have to push forward with this, imagine it were the other side. In other words, whichever side of politics you may be on, wouldn't it be better if it were just left out of sports altogether and maybe even banished a little bit from entertainment, like those moronic, idiotic, self-destructive, embarrassing rules that they've issued at the Academy Awards about the Motion Picture Academy for guaranteeing diversity in apprenticeships, among other things, for any Best Picture nominee. Fortunately, they're so embarrassed about those new standards, they don't even go into operation until 2024. But we shall see. I was mentioning this iconic moment in sports in 1968, which was a terrible year for the country. It was just a terrible year for the country. I mean, riots everywhere and assassinations, and there are huge riots at the Democratic Convention. And the Vietnam War was at its height. It was a very, very tough time. And on top of that, at the very end of the year, the Philadelphia Eagles fans, who showed up on a day when the temperature was 20 degrees, heavy snow, to see their beloved Eagles lose again, their 12th game, that was their 11th game in a row that they had lost. In any event, even before it had barely begun, the halftime show, this is from Snopes, which says, yes, it's true that Eagles fans booed Santa Claus, started to go awry just as the Eagles season had. A day's worth of snow and the pounding cleats of large football players had turned much of the field to muck. And the float with Santa's sleigh quickly got stuck in the mud, meaning Santa would have to abandon his traditional means of conveyance and parade around on foot instead. But they couldn't find Santa. The person who had been hired to portray Santa had been prevented from making it to Franklin Field due either to the inclement weather or, much more likely, an excess of alcoholic refreshment. In a panic, the Eagles entertainment director, Bill Mullen, started looking through the stands, and he saw a fan sitting there. It was a 20-year-old guy named Frank Olivo, who had worn a red corduroy Santa suit and a fake beard to the game. So he said, hey, listen, can you be our Santa Claus? We need a Santa Claus. So he was given a large sack, and he was tapped to weave down the field between two columns of eaglets. They are the cheerleaders, waving to the crowd as the brass band played, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus. Okay, years later, Olivo remembered what happened and the reason he is recorded in football history. When he was walking down there playing Here Comes Santa Claus, he says, that's when the booing started. At first I was scared because it was so loud. But then I figured, hey, it was just good-natured teasing. I'm a Philadelphia fan. I know what was what. I thought it was funny. When Olivo finished his run down Santa Claus Lane, he got into range. And a fan in the upper deck threw the first snowball. As Santa hit the south end zone, one turned into 10, then into more than 100. When I hit the end zone and the snowball started, I was waving my finger at the crowd. I was yelling, you're not getting anything for Christmas. And, oh, I got pelted, he says. He remembers being hit by many dozen snowballs, which suggests that many of the upper deck denizens were more accurate passers than the Eagles quarterback. I didn't mind, he says. I started kibitzing with some of the people throwing the snowballs. Still, he had his limits. When I finished, Mr. Mullen, who was the marketing director, asked if I wanted to be Santa Claus again next year. Olivo said, I told him, no way. If it doesn't snow, they'll probably throw beer bottles. I don't know the future of Santa Claus in Philadelphia. or the future for the NFL when the most of the games start this weekend about their social justice agenda. And speaking of justice, this is only good news, and it's actually important, and I'm surprised it hasn't gotten more attention. The New York Times reports the Trump administration imposed sanctions on a Ukrainian lawmaker yesterday for waging, quote, a covert influence campaign to undermine the presidential election after he disseminated information intended to hurt Vice President Joe Biden. The guy's been busted by the Trump administration. Good for them. The Treasury Department accused Andriy Derkach, a member of the Ukrainian parliament, of being, quote, an active Russian agent for over a decade, and accused him of releasing edited audio tapes and unsubstantiated allegations against U.S. and international political figures. Mr. Derkach and other Russian agents, quote, employ manipulation and deceit to attempt to influence elections in the United States and elsewhere around the world. So said Steven Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury, in a statement accompanying the sanctions. The United States will continue to use all the tools at its disposal to counter these Russian disinformation campaigns and uphold the integrity of our election system. The Treasury Department also announced sanctions against three employees of the Internet Research Agency, a troll farm based in Russia, that spread disinformation on social media as part of the Kremlin election interference campaign in 2016. While Mr. Mnuchin has been steadfast in his loyalty to President Trump, the sanctions in some ways put them at odds on an issue of great significance to the president. Mr. Trump has continued calling attention to the issue of Joe Biden's involvement in the Ukraine. But this, it seems to me, is a great opportunity for everybody to turn around and to salute the Trump administration for doing something right. And speaking of salutes, the president tweeted today, another historic, in caps, breakthrough today. Our two great friends, Israel and the Kingdom of Bahrain, agree to a peace deal, the second Arab country to make peace with Israel in 30 days. He's right, and it's a great thing. According to a formal statement issued by the three countries, they had agreed to the establishment of full diplomatic relations between Israel and the Kingdom of Bahrain. This is a historic breakthrough to further peace in the Middle East, opening direct dialogue and ties between these two dynamic societies and advanced countries will continue the positive transformation of the Middle East and increase stability, security, and prosperity in the region, the statement said. Could Saudi Arabia even be next? And why is CNN complaining about this? What are they doing? We'll play you some amazing reactions and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 40 of Flight 93 did the most American of things. They took a vote and then they acted.
President Trump's comments in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the president calling those aboard United Flight 93 true heroes for their actions on September 11th. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also heading to Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Biden and Vice President Mike Pence greeted each other with an elbow bump at a September 11th memorial in New York City. a pretrial hearing has ended for the former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd in May. The judge said he would not immediately rule on defense motions to dismiss charges. He also said he would not make an immediate decision on motions to combine four cases into one or a motion to change the location of any trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Or hate him.
You are not start to think that you're going to start to feel nice. You turn me.
Just keep listening.
I listen to this show 4 hours a day.
To Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, I think that what has happened with Bahrain and what happened with the United Arab Emirates, you could say it's far away. It's another part of the world. But one of the things about this September 11th anniversary that we're experiencing today is the great desire to stop hatred, suffering, and terror from being exported out of the Middle East to the whole rest of the world. And the idea of peace beginning a little bit to break out and to see the United Arab Emirates establishing full diplomatic relations with Israel, to see Israel establishing full diplomatic relations with another Muslim-majority nation, the nation of Kosovo, at the same time that Kosovo and Serbia coming to terms in peace, Serbia moving its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, which is the capital of Israel, always has been. And when I say always, I mean for 3,000 years. This is all extraordinarily worthwhile, and it's heartening, and there begins to be momentum. And the same way that the Arab Spring showed, so-called, was momentum actually of turmoil and upset and internal struggles and didn't work well, I don't know what you can call this. But if there all of a sudden a bunch of forces pragmatically saying, look, we can actually promote prosperity and peace together, it's a monumentally positive development. And it means that the candidacy of Donald Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize is not a joke. No, it really isn't. And the Norwegian parliamentarian who put forward his name for Nobel Peace Prize. And by the way, you think that President Trump wants the Peace Prize? I do. And just like he cares about being Time Magazine's Man of the Year. And by the way, would it help his cause for both if he actually wins this election? Probably, but his cause for both of those distinctions doesn't depend on his winning the election. In the over at CNN, the White House correspondent Jeremy Diamond seemed to actually be upset about this new peace deal, which I honestly don't understand. Here's what he sounded like on the air today.
There are the political implications, Brianna, and that is that we are 8 weeks away from a presidential election. President Trump, no doubt, is looking for wins, looking for things that he can tout as he tries to win another four more years. And next week, he will have this very presidential visual that not many presidents get, which will be the signing of a peace agreement between Israel and not only the United Arab Emirates, but also now the Kingdom of Bahrain, which the president said would also send a representative to this signing in the Oval Office, which is expected to take place.
Okay. Does he sound happy about it? He should, because it is unquestionably good news. Do I think that this is going to change the course of the election? Probably not. But is it an indication that not everything leading up to the election should be going wrong or necessarily will go wrong? I think it is. There's also continued discussion, talking about things going wrong, about the failed attempt to try to get a new relief bill, which our economy really does need. And it is pathetic that there wasn't a single Democrat, not even one, who voted for the new skinny bill for $750 billion. It's a big bill. And it provided for so many good things. It provided for aid, money to help schools open up. It provided that $300 supplement for people on unemployment insurance. No, not $600, but $300. It provided and it continued a paycheck protection program money, and it would have helped the country and to give the Democrats everything they wanted. No, so it's a shame. And this is clip three of Marco Rubio was on Fox Business Channel. And he was talking about the nature of the decision. And it was a decision by Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi to kill this bill. Listen.
Where are the sticking points? Does this bill have any life? I mean, do you think this is actually going to pass?
Well, it should, because it'll make things better. And that's the thing. You can't have, you know, we can't do everything. If we can do something to make things better, this will help people. It isn't ultimately probably going to become law, because I believe Nancy Pelosi and Senator Schumer have made the decision that they are better off doing nothing politically for November. In essence, they've calculated, let's do nothing. Things will get really bad. People will be hurting. They'll blame Donald Trump and they'll vote against Republicans in November. That's the calculation they've made. And as long as that's the calculation they hold, I think they're going to object to doing anything. And they made that decision a while back. It's unfortunate. I think rank-and-file Democrats are ready to do a deal, but they're not allowing them to negotiate or talk to us. And as a result, small businesses, individual Americans, schools are all going to be hurt, are not going to get funds that are right there. We can vote on it and pass it, because Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have decided that it's better off for them in November and for Joe Biden if we do nothing. Yeah. So things get bad and Donald Trump gets blamed for it.
They had 52 votes for this very worthwhile bill. And the only Republican who didn't vote for it was Rand Paul. And Rand Paul didn't vote for it because he is very much a budget hawk and he's concerned about adding this kind of money to our deficit and to our debt. But in this case, look, somebody really does need to confront Vice President Biden on this. And to ask him that all of the provisions of the bill and all of the different constituencies that it helps and all of the things that the bill does, that the Democrats say they want to do. in terms of helping Americans who are stricken by the ongoing economic impact of the pandemic? And ask him, do you think this would be helpful? Do you think this would be helpful? Just yes or no. And if he agrees that the bill, while far from what the Democrats want, would actually be helpful and would actually reduce suffering for Americans who have had plenty of suffering in the last couple of months, if Biden agrees with that, then ask him, can you intervene, sir, to get the leaders of your party to get together on some kind of compromise with Mitch McConnell and with President Trump and with Kevin McCarthy over the House? Because, by the way, they're going to have to do something like that. Otherwise, you know, there's a government shutdown. Something else we have to worry about. Oh, yeah, wildfires. We've got a pandemic. We've got economic problems. We've got too many people unemployed. There are, I believe, 30 million people who would benefit directly from this legislation. And for goodness sake, what an opportunity for Joe Biden to step up and to say, look, I want to get together. I want to work on this emergency legislation. There's other disturbing indications that leading Democrats really are allowing people to suffer and the economy and our school children to be damaged rather than giving President Trump anything at all that could be considered a win. Now, however you feel about the election, it's a terrible thing. We need to be able to work together a little bit. Wait till you hear what a local official says about keeping school closed until what? We will tell you coming right up on the Medved Show. Also, what would Joe Biden have done differently in terms of handling the pandemic? A pretty ineffective answer on that question. We'll be right back on the Medved Show. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Number 12, Jeremy, Dr. Barbara Ferrer, who is the health director for Los Angeles County's public schools, L.A. County Unified School District. Dr. Ferrer was participating in a conference call with local educators, school nurses, and other groups, and she was discussing some of the problems with the flu season that they have coming up. And here's what she said, coverage by KCAL News, Channel 9 in Los Angeles. Listen.
Tonight, controversial comments from L.A. County's top health official. A recording released by KFI 640 AM radio catches the moment Dr. Barbara Ferrer says schools won't reopen until after the November elections.
We don't realistically anticipate that we would be moving to either Tier 2 or to reopening K-12 schools at least through until after the election, after, in early November.
KFI says the recording was taken during a conference call with school staff to discuss the upcoming flu season. The radio station only released parts of what was said, but you can hear Ferrer mention the elections twice.
We're going to be where we are now until we are done with the election.
She said election not just once, but she says it twice. Now, it could very well be a benchmark, a simple benchmark.
Tonight, some are questioning why Ferrer, who's behind the decisions to fully reopen businesses and schools across L.A. County, would mention a date like the elections.
Okay, it's a very legitimate question. And this, of course, the second largest school district in the country. And, I mean... if you were a parent of a child in L.A. Unified School District, wouldn't you have some fear that they were keeping the school closed until the elections to try to make sure they get the election result they want? Which, clearly, I mean, look, California is not really... it's going to be much of a contest. I think it's one of those states which very, very obviously is going to carry for Joe Biden. There's very little chance for President Trump to win an upset in the state of California or in the state of Washington, for that matter. But the idea that we have to get done with the election, what is special about the elections that you would want to keep schools closed until then? In other words, if there were a chance, if things continue to go the way they appear to have been going the last 7 to 10 days, with cases going down and deaths going down, and maybe things moving in a better direction, why wait for the elections? Now, if you're wanting to wait for the flu season to see how that turns out, or wanting to wait to see if there is that second wave that people are expecting in the fall. But that second wave wouldn't necessarily be in California, where fall weather isn't really in Southern California all that cold or rainy. And concerning the pandemic, there was another exchange, and it's fascinating to me. Because Brett Baer, who I think is one of the best people on cable TV, I think he does a great job, and I'm proud that he's been a guest on this show. Brett had on the press secretary for Biden for president. This is clip 7. And his name is T.J. Ducklow. And T.J. Ducklow, when asked a very good question, Ducklow ducked. Listen.
What specifically would the former vice president have done?
Well, let's get a few things straight. The vice president was not against the travel ban, first of all. Second of all, let's remember an important distinction. Donald Trump was the president of the United States. It was on Donald
I'm
Trump
asking you
to
if
take,
Joe Biden was the president
Donald,
of the United States.
It was on
States,
Donald
if
Trump
he
to
was.
Take action to actually protect the
and
American
he,
people.
He closed the Joe, travel to China.
Joe Biden wrote an op-ed in USA Today in January warning that the threat was coming. Joe Biden said in February that Donald Trump should get people on the ground in China. What did Donald Trump do? Donald Trump was praising China. Donald Trump was praising President Xi's response, saying that they had it under control, when clearly he knew, as we now know from Bob Woodward, they did not have it under control. He should have been protecting the American people. He should have been putting real plans in place
so let me just
to
clarify.
Actually confront this incredibly dangerous
understand.
Threat.
Let me just clarify. You're saying that Joe Biden was for closing down travel from China when the president did it?
Joe Biden has been clear, and I can send you the fact checks if they're helpful, Brett. Joe Biden has been clear that he was not against that travel ban.
But he was for it?
Joe Biden has been clear about this, Brett. I can send you the fact checks if they're helpful. This has been fact checked into oblivion.
Okay, and he was dodging and ducking and weaving and not answering into oblivion. Here is what Biden actually tweeted the day after the travel ban was implemented. He said, we are in the midst of a crisis with the coronavirus. No question about that. We need to lead the way with science, not Donald Trump's record of hysteria, xenophobia, and fear-mongering. He is the worst possible person to lead our country through a global health emergency. In other words, Ducklow is right, and Biden is right. He did not take a specific stance on the travel ban. But he didn't say, attaboy, well done. He also didn't say, oh, that was the most terrible thing. He just used it as an opportunity to attack Donald Trump as a worst person, possible person to lead a country through a global health emergency because of his record of, quote, hysteria, xenophobia, and fear-mongering. And the argument between the press secretary for Joe Biden and Brett Baer, who I think was asking very reasonable questions, continued. Listen.
Okay, I'm just asking you the question. You're saying, yes, he was for the China travel ban when the president implemented it 48 hours after receiving that briefing.
The important thing about the travel ban...
Yes or no? Yes or no,
and I know, Brett, I know that you all like to cite the travel ban. I know the president...
No, the president does. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Hold on, Brett.
Obviously, it's going to be in the debate.
Brett, hold on. The important thing to know about the travel ban is that even after the president implemented that travel ban, tens of thousands of people came in
okay,
and out of
I'm
the country.
I'm going to take it that
and
you're not going to answer that question.
Donald
you're going to send me some fact
Donald,
checks.
What was
okay,
Donald Trump doing, Brett? He was ignoring the virus.
Let's continue
he
to fact check.
He was praising China. Go ahead.
Let's continue to fact check. Here's what Dr. Fauci said when asked if there was a discrepancy with what the president said privately and what the president said publicly.
I may not be tuned in to the right thing that they're talking about, but I didn't really see any discrepancies between what he told us and what we told him and what he ultimately came out publicly and said.
So is Dr. Fauci wrong?
Brett, I know that it's you all are working overtime to try to find excuses for this president.
Okay, this is not an effective job for the press secretary. Look, here is the obvious answer that it seems to me that somebody on the Biden team ought to give if they're pushed on this. What would Joe Biden have done differently? And it's one of those things that President Trump, frankly, could promise to do differently right now. And it's kind of necessary, which is this, which is if there is one problem that I think everybody can agree on with the president's response to the coronavirus. It's not a problem of confidence. It's not a problem of calm. It's a problem of consistency. It's the idea of getting one message straight. Is this a hoax, which he has suggested? Is it overstated, or is it a very, very serious public health problem, which it clearly is? He could have said very easily, this guy Ducklow, well, Biden would have been more consistent on his messaging on the virus. And by the way, that's not hard. The other thing he could have said is that Joe Biden would not have made this a partisan issue. And he would have included some leading and prominent Democrats on the coronavirus task force to work alongside Mike Pence, who, by the way, has a record of working with Democrats when he was in Congress. And that way you make it not a partisan football, which both sides have been shameful in doing. The other thing is that when Trump says that everything he did with the coronavirus was with the attempt to induce calm and confidence and to make things better, do you remember when they had demonstrations against the lockdowns in Michigan, in Minnesota, and in Virginia? President Trump actually tweeted, liberate Michigan. He did. And he tweeted, liberate Minnesota. And then he tweeted, liberate Virginia. They're trying to take away your great Second Amendment. By the way, saying that to the people of Virginia, not a way to promote calm or confidence or teamwork. Could have been better, and things will get better. I am confident as we move forward and we do approach a decisive election. Is it another Flight 93 election? We'll talk about it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.